we mentioned Marty McAllister was coming in. He says, oh, you have to play Green Onions. Sure, you've danced a few times with that one, Marty.
Oh, I did. Back in the day.
You
and did? Still today.
Say, do you still not know? Well, you're in because I managed to get a copy of your book, To Be Someone, Mods in Ireland. How long did it take you to get that together?
Well, sort of working on it about three years now. I sort of got the idea a few years back.
Because there's contributions from like all over Ireland. I mean, and you know, the great and the good are in there as well. David Holmes, internationally renowned DJ, has done a nice wee article for you as well.
Good piece.
I didn't know Homer was a mod.
He was. He was there in the early 80s, like David, you know.
So. Yeah. So, I mean, how did you go about getting contributions from... I mean, there's Dublin mods and people from Cork and all writing in it. So, how did you get a hold of those?
The sort of Belfast ones were pretty easy to get because I knew most of the guys. Email and Facebook, tracking down people I hadn't met, you know, was pretty hard.
Yeah.
But at a guy down south called Nigel Martin.
Yeah, and
he was
tracking
a big help,
people down.
He got a few.
But it's
me.
Brilliant. I mean, I was never part of the mod scene because these were just those other idiots that hung around Corn Market when we were down and about, you know. But there was a great. I mean, I was running around with the punks at the time.
Right.
But you knew all the rockabillies and you knew the mods, and it was the same with the mods. It was a great sense of community. This was your thing.
It was. You know, we all sort of stuck together.
Yeah.
Back then, you know, and a few old scraps and fights around the town.
There always was. It's funny, there were scraps and fights, but the reasons for the fights, it was nothing to do with religion.
No, it didn't. It sort of... The mod scene sort of transcended that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a bit like the punks as well. Didn't matter what you were as long as you were a punk kind of thing. And I know the same went for the rockabillies and, you know.
Yeah.
And so the mods were the same. It wasn't, you know... It was everybody got together just to do the mod thing.
Yeah, it was just the love of the music and the clothes and stuff. And, you know, although it was ahead of the sectarian unrest then, 81, 82, like, you know, it didn't matter, you know.
And you still managed to organise nights out and venues, you know, in the town,
still,
if you like.
Still went there
and there was
and
nothing happening in Belfast, basically closed at tea time.
It did. It was grim. It was very grim back then. You know,
I tell people now who are too young, and I go, what? I say, yeah, 6 o'clock. They actually closed gates in the city centre and you couldn't get in.
It's only when you think back now you realise how bad it was, like, you know. But when you're a teenager, it just goes over your head. You don't really.
Yeah.
You just get on with it, basically.
You did anything to get the music you wanted and to organise the nights out wanted as well.
It was pure enjoyment, you know. Yeah. So it was.
Is it Hugh Burns on the cover?
That's
on his bike,
That's cute, man.
Class looking bike. He's got the mirrors up to here, and it looks good photograph.
He's a cool dude, all right, Mr. Burns. Now, so he is.
Yeah.
Still doing it too. Still
and
still
he's become a bit of a renowned artist as well.
He's a talented guy, too. You know,
he is indeed.
Good friend of mine and good artist and good guitarist and a good songwriter as well. He's in a few bands.
Always was and. I was going to say to you about you keep the thing going. There are still loads of events, and of course the big weekender's coming up. So where's that happening?
It is. It's Bangor, the 30th and 31st, Marine Court in Bangor.
Yeah. Mods has to be a seaside venue for the mods.
Well, that's a spiritual home, Johnny. You know. So Lambretta Promotions, a couple of guys and myself and Q, who run Afterglow. It's basically a coming together of everybody on the mod scene. To sort of try and make this happen, you know.
Yeah.
So far there's 7 bands booked, and a couple of local bands and a couple from across the water as well.
Yeah.
Squire would be the big sort of name band.
Yeah.
It's been 30 years ago from they played Newton Arch.
Yeah.
1982. So they're back, like, you know.
So, and the thing runs for the whole weekend.
Yep. That's Friday night is the Afterglow night, and a few DJs on as well. 2 bands on a Friday night. And the Saturday, it's the Mods and Sods Easter egg run to the Royal Children's.
Oh, right.
This is the 15th year.
Right.
Mods and Sods, that's Big Roger and the boys. They're a great cause. They've raised thousands of pounds over the years for this, and they're still doing it every year. You know, so that's a big event on the Saturday. And then back down to Bangor on the Saturday night, there's a couple more bands playing and DJs. Just pure weekend of enjoyment, like. You know.
Yeah, I mean, are there many? How many mods are there in Northern Ireland now? You know, I mean, the thing will be sort of fairly well sold out, won't it?
It is. We're expecting a few hundred, are like, you know.
Yeah, well, then that'll be good crack.
Tickets are available from Ticketmaster at the minute, or you can pay on individual nights. If you can't make a Saturday, you want to go to Friday, you can pay in on the door for either night. Like,
so what about the book? I mean, I would recommend it just as a historical read, even if you weren't into the mod scene, and I wasn't, you know. But it's great to read people's stories about, as you said, about, especially in the troubled times, about how people just got on with their lives and still managed to, you know, have a thriving, in your case, the mod scene, you know?
Yep.
It's a brilliant read for that, and the photographs are great.
Yeah, it is. Well, actually, I've had all this information for the book, and I didn't really have any luck with it. I sent in a few big publishing houses, but I didn't have any luck with them. So I got in touch with this guy, Adam Cooper, from England.
Yeah.
He runs the Heavy Soul mod fanzine.
Yeah.
So he knows a bit about publishing and stuff, and I had a talk with him about it, and he came on board and added a wee bit to the book. And it's available online at the minute. Not in the shops yet, but we're working on it.
Okay, but you can Google it. What's the title, the full title it's under?
It's the book's called To Be Someone Mods in Ireland.
Mods in Ireland,
and it's available
yeah.
from Heavy Soul.
Okay.
Heavy Soul Records.
I recommend anybody who's into their music at all, whatever genre of music you're for, check it out. It's a really good document, piece of history, you know. Well, Marty, good luck with the book. Good luck with the Weekender. Keep in touch, mate. Okay. See,
you've
still got
that
stupid haircut.
Cheers.
It's going to start one of the corn market fakes now, you know. Marty, you're a star. Thanks very much, mate. Cheers.
Thank you, Johnny.